Yishma Yisroi, Kohen Midyan, Choysin Moshe. It's called Asher Asa, Lekim Lemoshe, Le Yisrael Amai. Ki Hoytzi Hashem Es Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. So Rashi brings down from the Gemara, Mashmu Hashamu Uba. What did he hear that made him come? Kriyas Yamsuf Umulchemes Amolik. The one's Zvachim that Kufta Zayin says a little bit more specific. Mashmu Hashamu Uba Vin Is Gayer. What did he hear that made him come to be Megayer? And before he heard about Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek, he wasn't yet ready to be Mekabel on himself, O Malcho Shemayim. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. That made him come to be Mekabel on himself, the Geirus. So Chaska Levenstein, Zayatzadik HaKadosh Levrach, he asks a question, it's a pellet. Yisroi was not stam a person. Yisroi, Chazal say, he tried out every Avodah Zorah in the world. He was a seeker, he probed, he was a mavakesh, and he went from one to the other, and he saw derech haseichel, this is no good, and that's no good, till he was a mavakesh, every avodah zarah in the world. So he was a mavakesh. And besides that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezakeh him, with Moshe Rabbeinu as his son-in-law. There's no question that that had a hashpah on him. So how is it that until he heard Kriyas Yamsa from Melchemes Amalek, he wasn't willing to come and be the guy? A person with such seichel, a person that's such a mevakesh, he's mevakel every avodah zarah in the world, plus he has a Moshe Rabbeinu to be mashpi on him, and until he saw Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek, he heard about that, he wasn't willing to come, what's the pshat? So Chaskel brings down a Ramban, he asserts the Ramban, and based on that he gives a teres. There's two pieces from the Ramban. The Ramban is in the beginning of the Aseres Hadibris, and there the Ramban describes what exactly was Avodah Zarah, the different kinds of Avodah Zarah. So the earlier generations, they started serving the Malachim. They thought that the Malachim have a koyach to do good or to do bad. So each one was oivei to his Malach, and they were familiar with the Malachim. And I guess they brought them kurbanis, lefi what they thought would help to get their, you know, what they wanted. Another min avodah zarah was they served the planets. Some served the sun, some served the moon, and they thought that with their avodah to the sun or to the moon, their koyches that they want will be misgaber on the bria. There were others that served the shadim and the ruchos. They felt that they were the koyches in the bria, and they gave them what they perceived they wanted in order to get their mavukish, to get parnasah, or to get health, or whatever it was. That's the way they served them. So it comes out, Zok Reb Chaskel, according to the Shtickle and the Ramban, besides the fact that you're not turning to the Makar, we always have, but it's all right, they turn to Emtsoim instead of, but besides that, there was no spiritual aliyah by turning to Avodah Zarah. Nobody fooled themselves into thinking that by serving a star, you're going to up your midas or up your ruchnias de kamadrega, or if you serve shadim and ruchos, you're going to become inspired in a ruchnias de kamadrega. It was totally for selfish reasons. It was a give and take. It was a business deal with the Avodah Zarah. They'll feed their perception. I'll give him this and I'll get back that. It was all selfish, it was all about the anoichias, but nothing spiritual about it. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, the Ramban says, what is Avodas Hashem? He says, the kavan of all the mitzvahs, that we believe in a Borei Olam, and we thank him that he created us, this is the kavan of the entire Bria. And there's no other reason for us to live in a creation of Hashem, if not to recognize Hashem as the Borei, and we are the Nivron. And all the kavanas of raising our tefillahs by raising our koilas by tefillah, and the kavan of batik nesiyas, and the schus tefillahs harabim, that's all that we should have a place to gather and thank Hashem for being the Borei, and we are the Nivron. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't seek presence from us. It's not a give and take. It's to attach ourselves to the Rabbeinu Shlomo and know that we are his creation. And we have to be machni ourselves. We have to give of ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a lot harder than being Avid Avodah Zarah. Why? Because over here you have to be mevatel yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the Boire, I am the Nivra. That means I have to emulate his Midas. That's a chelik of being machnir yourself to Hashem. You have to be mevatel, you have to subjugate yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not by Avodah Zarah, that's a totally different thing. Avodah Zarah is all about selfishness, Adarava, you know, promoting myself to gain the most pleasure that I can get. And by serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Hepach. And that's a very difficult thing to do, Zabru Chatzkel, because from the moment we're born, we are catered to. The baby, everything evolves around the baby and taking care of him. And the little children, they're pampered. And we grow up with that, like the whole world evolves around us. And the Avodas Hashem is lehepach, to take ourselves out of the center and to put HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the center. That takes being mevatel ourselves, that's a lot more difficult. So if he does Zokrub Chaskel, it's easy to understand. Hagam Yisroi, you know, he mamash probed and he was mevatel this Avodah Zarah and that Avodah Zarah and that Avodah Zarah. He was being mevatel this selfish interest and that selfish interest and that selfish interest. This is not going to do it for me and that's not going to do it for me, which is a madrega. But being mekabel on yourself, the Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is being mevatel yourself totally to Hashem. And there, even if in sichlius he understands, but the retzayin is haguf, they pull in the other direction. When it's a battle between the seichel and the rotzen, that's a very tough battle. So Mamela, until he heard about Kriyas Yamsov, Melchemes HaMolek, Shomu Am Vayir Gozun, Chiluk HaZiyashvei Peloshes, the whole world was trembling. The Ma'il of Yisrael was, he was the only one that was Shoma Uba. But he needed that. You know, until then, being Mavatla Avodah Zarah alone, there's no raya about being Mavatla yourselves. You're going on to another selfish pursuit. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim is being Mavatla Yeregen and Ritzainis. That takes a lot more. For that, the Seichel didn't do it. For that, he needed a Kriyas Yamsuf and a Melchemes HaMolek. Dozokt Ruchatzka Lamarid Gezach. Shlomo Volbe said over, he once met Reb Chaskel, and Reb Chaskel asked him, do you tell your Talmidim there's a Bayrei Yoylem on the world? So he clearly didn't know what he meant, but he understood a person could daven three times a day, and he could learn, as said, learning Siddurim or whatever, and he doesn't think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why am I doing all this? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Bayrei and I am the Nivra. Right? And I'm the whole purpose is to realize that there's a Bayre Yoylam and to be mevatel myself to a Bayre Yoylam and when necessary to give up my egg and the retainers for a Bayre Yoylam. So I'm married to Kemaisa. There was a young girl, came from, I think, a Chassidish in Mishpacha, and she used to wash the laundry by the river. She used to sing to herself and she had a beautiful voice. So there was a guy that used to pass by and hear her singing. And this guy was associated with the opera, and he told her, you know, you have a beautiful voice. If you would go out there to sing in public in the opera, you know, you could mamish make a career of it, you become famous, you become wealthy. You know, Yetzirah was planted in her head, and she decided she wanted to become an opera singer. Parents were Erlich Yidden, and mamish, they would say, what are they going to do? So they brought her to the Shemana Rabbah of Katz. He was Adam Gadol, he was Kaddish. He should speak to her. So he spoke to her, and he told her, if I zog you to that you can have choshev children, are you willing to give up this mishigas of singing? So she said, yes. So he gave her haftacha, she's going to have choshev children. She ended up being the mother of Rav Shmuel Wozner, the Tzadik Lebrach. So they once asked Rav Shmuel Wozner if the story is true. So he said he didn't hear the story. However, his mother always used to tell him, Land Fleissig, Land Fleissig, I gave up a lot for you. And that's all about Avodas Hashem, to give up, you know, his Baklis Ta'akodesh Baruch. Those are Rav Chaskel, Yisayuzdik, Ramban. That's a very nice shot over here. Veishnei Boneho. The name of the first one was Gershon, Ki Omar Gerho Yisi, Be'eretz Nochriya. V'shem Echad Eliezer, Ki Avakevi Be'ezri Be'asileni Mecher Parai. The sequence of events, the Ma'is of Avakevi Be'ezri happened first. He was saved from the Cherev of Pari in Mitzrayim. And he became a Ger Beretz Nachriya when he came to Midian. So why, Farshim asked this, why did he name the first child Gershim and the second child Eliezer? So Teferes Yainis and Rabbi Yainis and Eibshitz says a very nice pshat. Says it's Yodua that the Nevi'im, they could not be soivel seeing the Tzaros of Klal Yisrael. And they would rather to be dead and not be alive and not to have to experience the Tzaros. And this is really the case with Moshe Rabbeinu. In the beginning, when Moshe Rabbeinu thought that there's still a lot of time left until the Geula and Klal Yisrael is in terrible Tzaros, so to him it wasn't such a big deal that he was saved from Cherev Parai. Because he'd rather not be saved from the Cherev Parai and not have to witness the Tzaros of Klal Yisrael. So mainly he didn't name the first one Eliezer. By the time Eliezer was born, he had already been in Har Sinai when he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sending you to Lezos the Yid. So on the way to Mitzrayim is when he made the Bris Mila. Adarab, he was negligent, and he didn't make the Bris Mila, but that was Eliezer. So by then already he had known. So Chetzila, he didn't want to name Eliezer Al Shem to thank Hashem for keeping me alive. But by then already he had known that the Golus is going to end pretty soon. So then he was able to celebrate Elokei Aviva Ezri. Yasilena Bechar Parik. It was a mice. And a similar story after the war. So Schneer Kotler, and he was a chosen, he was together with Rabban and Eretz Yisrael, and they visited Rabbi Zalman. Schneer said that his Enikel was a chosen, and he escorted them till the door, but he didn't walk them outside into the street. They asked Mrs. Alman, you know, why didn't you escort them till a little bit further? So he said, there's many people that were not zoich to have any family whatsoever. They lost their family in the war. I was zoich, I have an einikel that's a chosn, but that I should openly celebrate, you know, barabim, that I have an einikel that's a chosn, that I'm not willing to do. That's that same regesh, when other people are suffering, I can't celebrate. Vayichad Yisrael kohat toivah asher osa Hashem li Yisrael. And Yisrael was happy that all the good that Hashem did for Yisrael, asher hitzilo miyad Mitzrayim. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that Sadi Dalid, that he came and he was mal himself and he was megayah. Now the question is, the Yidden in the Midbar, he had the Anani HaKovit, so the Ruach Tzefonis did not blow. And because of that, they were not mal themselves in the Midbar. Yet Yisrael, you find, he came to the Midbar and he was mal himself and he was Megayer. And what about the Ruach Tzefonis? Why did he have the same excuse? So the answer is that everybody else, they were born Yid. So the Bris Mila doesn't make them into a Yid, right? There's a mitzvah for a Yid to be mal himself. But he's a Yid without the Bris Mila. So if it's an oinus and it's a sakana to make the bris milah, it's oinus rachmana patra. But Yisrael was a guy, right? So if he was a guy, he's not mechuyev to be mal himself. He can keep the shiva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, right? So to say that the oinus patras him from a bris milah to become a ger, that we don't say, right? Oinus command over the la'arina. If you're a yid, right? So milah is a mitzvah. Oinus patras you from the mitzvah. But if you have to become a yid through the milah, and you're not mechuyev to do the milu, there's no p'tur of oinus. Memele, he had to be mal himself. There's a maise, Lutzke Rover, Zalman Sorotskin. He once was by Chaim Oizer. Chaim Oizer was very upset. There was somebody that printed a tshuva. There was a guy that fell in love with a Yiddish woman. And he wanted to be Megayer, and he had a certificate from a doctor that said it's a sakana for him to be mal himself. So this Sefer was matter him to be Megayer. It's an oinus. Chaim Oizer said, it's a tois meikara. He says, if a person's a yid, right, and it's an oinus that he can't be mal himself, is one thing. No one says he has to be Megayer. He can be a good ben noyach, he keeps oinus as ben noyach. No one's forcing him to be Megayer, right? So to say oinus is a ptur on a bismilo when he's not yet a yid, that's a tois god. So it's not only the Torah brought a raya from this, you know, this Pasuk over here by Yisroel, he went and he was ma'al himself, right? And he wasn't saimach on the oinus because a guy can't be saimach on that oinus. It's a very nice brisker rov over here. And it's Vayichad Yisroel. I'll call HaToy V'Asha'os HaShem Al Yisroel. Hayom Yisroel Baruch HaShem Asher Hitzol Aschem Yad Mitzrayim V'Yad Paro Yasher Hitzol Asa'om Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim. So brisker rov says there's a Gemara Meseftes Brachos Daf Nandal on the days. It says Rav Yehuda, he became sick and he had a refuah. So Chana Vagadato and the Rabbonon, they came to visit him, and they said, Baruch Rachmona, Gebenchtes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do you have the halon he gave you back to us? Lo Yahavcha La'afra, he didn't put you in the dust. So he said, you patted me from thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for making a Baruch HaGoyimu. Maria Sakasha, Abaya says, you have to have a minion for Goyimu. He says, there was a minion over there. But Lamaisa, he himself didn't make the bracha. So he answered, Amen. He's a true dear bracha. So the tour, Taka brings down an Archaim Simon Ratio test, B'Shem his father, the Rosh, as always Gepaskin and Shulchan Aruch. If somebody else that didn't experience the nace, but he makes the bracha, and he says, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam, Asher Gamalcha Kol Tov, and he answered, Amen. He's Yaitzim. Somebody else can make the bracha, we can mishabeach. But the Taz speaks out over there. He uses a lashon, al toivas chaveiroi shesomach bo, that he himself is mishameach with it. It's mashma, it's only if he had true simcha that his friend was saved. But if he doesn't have true simcha just to make the bracha, then he should do it without shame or malchus. So Zogta Briskarov, so that's the pshat over here, right? That the Rav Yehuda said Patrasan, he knew that Rav Chana Bagadato was truly besimcha, so he was yaitzu with the bracha. See, that's what he teaches in the pasuk. That's why the Torah stresses Vayichad Yisrael Kol Atoy Vashos Hashem Li Yisrael. And then he said Vayoyim Yisrael Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzol Aschem. He said the Shemu Malchus on the bracha because he was genuinely happy. Mameli he was able to make the bracha. Miskarov wants to say, Lefi this, it's also Mavur, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's something Dalit. It says, Kayyotze B'davar Ata Oimer, Vayyomi Yisrael Baruch Ata Hashem, Tanan Yishim Rav Papayus, Gnayhu L'moyshe V'shishim Riboy. It's a Bezoyin from Moshe and the 600,000 that they didn't say Baruch Hashem until Yisrael came and said it. Medrash says this as well. The pastors, the Gnai is, that they were there, they experienced it. And Yisroel, who came from afar, he's the one that made a bracha before them. That's pastors, the Gnai. But Biskrov wants to say it's a bigger Gnai, because now that they answered Amen to his bracha, they couldn't make the bracha anymore. So they were mufke from making the bracha of the chlach. That was an article for the Biskrov. Medrash Rabbah says, Hadol Ditsiv, about this it is written, Oliso Lamoroim Shoviso Shevi. Went up to Shemaim, he took a captive. That was the Torah. B'noyik Sheba Oilam, the Minigah Oilam is, somebody goes to a foreign country, so what does he buy? He buys a souvenir here, he buys a souvenir there. But he doesn't take the treasure that the whole Medina is guarding, mamish, you know, with tremendous, tremendous trepidation. He doesn't get to that. He doesn't get anywhere near that. And here Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, to a totally foreign realm, and everybody was guarding the Torah. The Malachim and mamish, they were surrounding the Torah. And he just goes in and he takes the Torah. So Bikshu Malachi Ashores Luvgoya B'Moshe. They wanted to attack Moshe. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He made the face of Moshe Rabbeinu look like Avraham Avinu. And then he told them, Malachim, you're not embarrassed. You ate by him in his house. You're not embarrassed to not let him take the Torah. So the Malachim gave in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you were only zeichet to the Torah b'schus Avraham. That's pshat in the pasuk, Alisa Lamoran, Shavisa Shevi Lokachta Matonis Bo Odom, Biskus Avram, that's called Ha Odom Hagodl Ba'anokim. At Kam, the Medrash. So Sefer Ber Yosef asks a question. Well, sure, the Malachim gave in because they remembered that they ate by Avraham Avinu. Here they're guarding the Torah Mamish. They said, Mo Enesh Kisis Kerenu, what is this human being? You should remember him. You're going to give the Torah to someone with the Yetzahara. A Gashmi is the Kibriya. Oh, but you ate by Avraham. No. And they gave in. Like, what was it by eating Avraham that they gave in? Look at Bar Yosef. If you look at the Pesukim and Parshas, Vayera. It says, L'chitchila, Yisa Eina, Vayari, Neshloisha, Anoshim, Nitzavim, Olav. They were standing above him. Towards the end, it says, V'hu Oymeg Aleim, he was standing above them. B'tchila, Heimoyndim, Olav. They were standing L'mayla from him. They were on a higher Madrega than him, as of the Medrash. At the end, after he went through this whole Mesiris Nefesh, of Achnosis Orchim, V'hu Oymeg Aleim, he stood on the higher Madrega. Dear Hadbani. Rav Avinu was 100 years old. It's third day, Lemilosei. He's dripping blood, the Medrash says. He had to constantly change the bandages. And he's waiting for Orchim to come, Mamish, and no one's coming. But Baruch Hu made it hot. On this hot day, Shlishi Lemilosei, he's in the star fund. Hashem has to send him three Arabs. So for these three Arabs that he was choshed of being laid by the Zohar, he says, Raksarag Leifen. He runs and he turns over Eilomis to get them, not one cow, but three cows. And Mamish with challah, with water, with all those things. The Medrash says that one of the cows ran away and he ran after the cow all the way to the Maris HaMachpelah. That's when he discovered the Maris HaMachpelah. Besides that, the Maris HaMachpelah's Nefesh, Hashem was visiting him. We can't even imagine what it means, Hashem visiting. He has a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's totally enveloped in that nevuah. It's a tainig that overtakes the person that shayach. Hashem, can you excuse me, please? I have to take care of the orchim. I have to take care of the three Arabs. So it's an unbelievable mesiris nefesh. Lamaila, lamaila, menateva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're not embarrassed. Take a look at what he was mesiris nefesh. Take a look at the koyach ha'odom. He can go beyond any boundary, beyond any barrier, to be mekayim the rotzon Hashem, and that's the biggest stride that the Torah is meant for him. That is, those up to Ber Yosef, what the inyan was of changing, you know, the look of Moshe Rabbeinu's face to look like Avraham Avinu. After the Aseres HaDibros, it says, V'mizbeach avonim tasa li, v'yisivne eshen gozis, ki charbecha hinafto aleha. You're not allowed to build it with cut stones, because you lifted your cherev on it, v'atachal aleha, and by doing that, you've defiled the stone. Rashi says, holamadita, shem hinafto aleha barzel chilalta. The minute you raise barzel on the stone, you're mechalel, you defile it. Tavos. Shamizbeach was created to be mairif, the life of a person. And the barzel, the iron, was created to be makatzer yomar shalom. So it's not fit that the makatzer should lift itself onto the mairif. Those are Rashi. Rabbeinu Isaac Sher said, from this pasuk you see how repulsive Ritzicha is, how a person has to be mamayis in the whole idea of Ritzicha. When the Torah tells us not to kill someone, it's not just we should be careful from not killing someone. You have to find repulsive even the metal that's created to use to kill people. You have to be repulsed by that as well, and it can't come in contact with the mizbeach. And that's why the Torah says you picked it up on the stone and you were mechalal. So Dr. Isaac Sher, Halidvorm Kal B'chaimru, Madach stones, that they don't see and they don't hear and they don't speak. And Afal Pikein, because they are matel sholem between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's in stira to metal. So someone is actually Isaac and bringing sholem, and he brings sholem, he's mashpi on people to bring sholem, they know, that Hashem tries not to be pegay and he shomer him. The same way a cherub is not pegay on the stone, he doesn't allow it. Hashem does not allow people to be pegay in such a kind of a person that brings shalom. Now, in light of what we said earlier, Hashem Chaskel is a shtick of tifa, the herald here, in the steer between metal and the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is the symbol of Avodah. That's the symbol of his battles to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Killing is the extreme of egotism and gaiva and selfishness. Because I care about my own srochim enough to take away somebody else's life. That's the lehepach to the midah hakitzoni of what the Mizbeach represents, Avodah and his battles to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The male, if you cut the stone with the cherev, you will mechal it, you will metamit. The Ramban is over here. That Shlomo HaMelech, by the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, he was Moisif. You didn't even hear the sound of metal when the Beis HaMikdash was being built. Hagam be'etzim, it's mutter to hear the sound of metal. The issur is to cut the stone, but the sound of metal. But to Shlomo HaMelech, he found the inyan of Ritzicha so repulsive, he was so makbid, that it shouldn't come in contact, that you weren't even able to hear the sound of metal. That's how bite we have to, you know, find it repulsive. Now, we also know this, Abizrayu of Ritzicha, Bimalbanech, Averabman, all these in Yonim, that's also a Sif Kotten in Ritzicha. And we have to find that repulsive as well. We have to stay away from that, mamish, to the most extreme. A guten Shabbos, everybody.